is Brother Dandan.
And this is, I can't do it. This is Sister Angie.
And welcome to Sunday Service.
Where we get to do and say whatever we want.
Because it's creepy.
You know what? It probably just sounded better in your head.
Actually.
The execution just wasn't there. Guys, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, guys. But in my head, I wanted creepy, scary, and nothing, but it just went out like Count Dracula or in Hotel Transylvania. Yeah,
oh my gosh. But you know what? I love Halloween.
I love it too. Parang ito yung ano, ang daming throwback na scary movies when we were younger. Ano pa?
I love the costumes. I just love everything about it.
Yes. You know? Oh, which reminds me, may pa Halloween, may pa trick or treat pala dito sa ano namin.
Sa inyo? Oh. You know what? Diba? Here in my village, every year we had one, but then because of COVID, na-cancel.
Oh.
But yeah, I won second place 1 year for the house decoration, and then the next year I won third place.
Oh. Ang sa nung ginawa yung last year, we had our trick or treat. They were a little smarter about it. So instead of having the kids find the need to parang ano lumapit pa to get the candies, parang everyone was instructed that if they want to give away candies, ilagay yung ano, or at least pag hiwa-hiwalay yan na, ilagay sa bags yung
candies. I always did that. Even long ago, I would do that. Even in the States, I would already segregate the candy, put them in little baggies. But yeah, I wanted last year to be the one to deliver the candy, but talagang ayaw. So I don't know what's going to happen this year. But the Happy Junior will be receiving something from me.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm also going to be attaching the history of Halloween. So that, because diba, a lot of the families or a lot of the places are still very religious. Here in the Philippines, October 31st, November 1st, it's Araw ng Patay, All Saints and everything. So I want to give them like the origin of why there is a Halloween and let them know that it's actually just a good old time. Like it's not the devil's holiday or anything, you know, like what people are trying to say.
Ano, bigla tuloy ako napaisip, bakit hindi natin naisip kumuha ng episode? We were kasi we plan our seasons and we have the target date on when we plan to publish it. And hindi pumasok sa isip ko na Halloween papatak yung isa sa atin.
No, but that's okay. We did Halloween 2 years in a row at that.
Yeah.
Two seasons pala. Sorry, 2 seasons in a row. And hindi lang yon. Weren't you guys afraid of Jesus Camp? No?
Hindi ba kayo natakot?
Hindi kayo natakot?
Kay Ted Haggard. Imagine massaging that guy. I was so afraid for Mike Jones.
That's disgusting. Super. That's a scary story. The end. That's a scary story all its own.
Imagine seeing him oiled up.
Wait, I'm gonna vomit. Stop. But speaking of scary stories, do you have any, or do you have any like memorable Halloweens?
Wala kasi akong walang personal scary story. The closest thing I can get to a scary story was when somebody thought I already approached them, or it was me who approached them, and it was
like a doppelganger.
Doppelganger ko daw. Then sabi ko, okay. Ngayon lang ako dumating.
That happened to me also. So how did you handle that?
Parang, hindi kasi when I was working as a team leader na nito dati sa kong company. And then I was gonna issue a corrective action. So sabi ko, dumating ka na dito, pinapirma mo sa akin. Sabi, kaga hindi, ito papapirma ko sa'yo, di ba?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Somebody came up to her to make her sign something.
Pumirma naman siya.
O daw. Sabi niya, pumirma daw siya. Tapos sabi niya, pumirma na ako nito. Sabi ko kaga, hindi. Iba to. Which I thought akala niya, I was referring to something else na pinapirma. Tapos sabi ko, gagangin ako dumating. Hindi ako yan.
Sungit naman ito.
Masungit ako. Pero yung masungit na comical, ganun.
Oo. But that has happened to me. An ex-boyfriend of mine was sleeping in another room because my room was being painted and I was already at work. And then, supposedly, tinutulak ko siya. I woke him up, like, violently, got up in his face and told him to get the fuck out of my house. And it was so real, he was so shook, he left. And then he picked me up from work, and then he goes, bakit ka galit sa akin? Anong kasalanan ko? And I'm like, what? What? And he was like, why did you tell me to get out of the house? I was like, I was at work. Oh. Yeah, he was really upset. Like, I was like, no, that wasn't me. O, diba? Yung sa akin talaga yung siya.
Ang hili ko sa ganito yung ano, yung i-interpret ko or itatry kong i-analyze yung something scary.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that? Ikaw muna.
Ako mismo. I had two versions. I had two ideas. One, people keep telling me that my house is, there's something here.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been told this. Whether it's elementals, which mind you, I'm part Native American. So, they say, katulad ni
Trixie.
No. Well, yes, but no. Like, there was a time someone told me that the reason there was so much chaos in my house and we were hearing noises or whatever was because, si Banal, he comes from a line. Okay, if you're a believer in this kind of superstition, you know, but there are some people that they believe come from, parang, what do they call them?
Elementals?
What do they call it? Like,
Encanto?
No. What's the Tagalog of witch doctor?
Oh, Albulario.
Thank you.
Albulario.
Okay, so he comes from a line of those daw. Now, if you come from the line of the Native Americans, the equivalent is a shaman. So, for me, I would probably be somewhere in the... If you really wanted to dissect it and believe in it, I would be both. Because I have both. Okay. So I'm just like, suck on that. So, if we were to believe in that, it could either be my elementals that did not feel this ex-boyfriend, or it's whatever spirit is lurking in my house, supposedly, whether it be my dad's ghost, my grandmother, whatever, whoever's here telling him to get out. On the other hand, mind you, I was thinking, remember, it's mind over matter as well. We were okay. But at the time, I was also thinking, are we really okay? Do you know what I mean? So, what if whatever I was thinking is a manifestation of that, you know, that thing, and whatever he's worried about, he manifested it himself.
Okay.
Like, parang, it's a nightmare that seems realistic, na parang, does Angie want me out of this house?
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that make more, like, logical sense na parang underlying issues namin dalawa parang nagmanifest lang through his syempre, di ba, when you're asleep your subconscious starts to process that's what I thought.
Actually,
it was
I was getting to that na parang kasi di ba the premise of the thing or the event is that he was pushed parang tinulak mo siya para umalis or tinulak mo siya sa out of bed para umalis ng bahay. I'm thinking na he already had some subconscious na parang may nangyayari between you and then he dreamt about it and the dream was too real that he couldn't decide or he couldn't divide kung kailan nangyari yung panaginip at kung kailan nangyari yung conscious siya.
Right.
So he thought that na yung baka nangyari nga sa panaginip niya, so naisip niya na tinulak mo siya out of bed ng isang bahay. So
I do believe you can manifest those things because when you're asleep, it's true. That's why we dream. We have things that come out.
Yeah. That's why we have sleep paralysis.
Yes. Which is why I still believe you can interpret the dreams. Not in a supernatural way, huh? But they do have some kind of meaning to help you to process whatever you're not processing in the moment. Mm. So, yung doppelganger situation ko na yan, I think it was something that was manifested from underlying issues namin. Yours, baka praning naman siya, ate.
Oh, or baka may someone else lang talaga na akala niya ako. Kasi nga, marami rin kaming manager ng time na yun. Baka may lumapit sa kanya. Nagpa-sign.
Was she aware that she was about to get some kind of notice?
Actually, it wasn't so much of a disciplinary notice. Parang ito yung pag-usapan natin. And since hindi ko siya ma-pull out for coaching, pinapirma ko siya.
So maybe she was just thinking of these things also all at the same time. Because if you don't have time to be pulled out for coaching, malamang you're stressed, toxic yung schedule mo. So you kind of... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Tsaka late kasi ako nun. So she was probably expecting na may lumapit sa kanya and her thinking na since ako yung manager niya and may lumapit sa kanya, so inisip niya siguro baka ako ngayon.
Yeah, like parang distracted siya. She didn't actually process. There, see? We explained it away. But you had a very interesting story kanina that kind of made me... my stomach turn. Like your experience sa cemeteries?
Hindi mo Halloween. Every All Souls Day? Saints Day. Basta, pag ganun. Pag pupuntahan na ng sementeryo. Meron akong certain food na pinupuntahan na kapag naamoy ko na siya, I won't stop until I find the person na merong parang maliit lang na cart na merong kaldero. And yung pagkain nito is called sebo.
Wait, is this in Cebu or is it Manila?
Manila.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Natatanda ako sa South Cemetery sa Makati yan.
Okay.
Tapos, nung naamoy ko, so apparently itong sebo na to is, is cow or beef fat na deep fried.
Oh my gosh.
And...
Oh, God.
Tinitatawa ako. Kasi parang I've heard of or at least read stories na when apparently kapag binoil mo ang human flesh, it smells like beef.
No. Oh, how do we know this for sure? Why?
It smells like beef daw. Kasi parang naalala ko meron din college. Meron nagkwento na nag-boil daw siya ng human na paa na kailangan nila for studying. So, kailangan niyang i-boil kasi kailangan niyang i-dissect for yung bones. Tapos, amoy beef daw talaga. So, every time na may nagluluto ng beef sa bahay, ayaw niya.
Nasusuka na siya.
So, niisip niya sa human.
I'm telling you, my stomach turned. Because there are so many like in the past my mother would have helpers. I don't like beef. They don't like the smell. Oh. They don't like the taste. So now I'm starting to wonder why. Like what? But that's God. You know that feeling like you want to throw up but you can't. Yeah.
and it doesn't help na nasa cementeryo kami. and I'm looking for sebo that apparently smells like human flesh kapag
why would they do that?
I don't think naman siguro na human flesh yung kinain ko. Hopefully not. And if so, then I may have already inadvertently eaten human flesh.
I don't think they would do that. I hope they wouldn't do that. Please. Oh, that's so nasty. That's so nasty. Oh.
Sige, para ma-distract tayo dun sa story.
Yeah, please.
I'm gonna tell a story. Pero this is not my story. Nangyari sa mga helpers naman namin dito sa bahay. Bago yung bahay, and we used to have stay-in helpers.
Okay.
Tapos, dito sila, actually dito sila kung nasan akong kwarto ngayon na ginagamit ko as office. Tapos, they, every time na ano, kasi yung may banyo din dito sa taas na pwedeng nilang gamitin din for ano. So, one time, pag-gising ko ng umaga, sabi nila, hindi daw sila nakatulog kasi dalawa to, mag-jowa, lalaki tsaka babae. Tapos, hindi daw sila nakatulog kasi na-lock pala yung kwarto.
Wow.
Kasi lumabas sila, tapos, para ayaw ano baka tapos hindi sa makabalik sa kwarto. Tapos ay ano gusto na nilang umuwi daw kasi natatakot daw sila baka may multo na may nag-lock sa kanila sa labas ng kwarto. Sabi ko, parang bakit naman agad multo ang naisip nyo? Kasi na-realize ko na since bago yung bahay and yung doorknobs nito hasn't been replaced since ano, ito yung original doorknobs when we moved in. The doorknobs may have been malfunctioning.
Right.
So, and na-prove ko to na if you hold the doorknobs, yung, alam mo yung ginagawa mo kapag gusto mong isarado yung pinto pero ayaw mong maingay.
Yes, yes.
So, pag ginanon mo, tapos pag binitaw mo siya bigla, malalaki yung nasa loob.
Oh.
From the inside. So, sabi ko, ganun ang nangyayari. Wala ang multo, te. Chill lang kayo. Ganun talaga yung door. Dinemonstrate ko pa sa kanila na ganito mangyayari. Mas mangyayari yan kapag ginawa nyo na ganito. Yan. Baka ganito yung ginawa nyo, kaya na-lockout kayo ng kwarto.
Parang cop-out, no? Like, they don't want to have to think about something. It's easier just to...
Actually.
Yeah. I guess...
Yung most laging premise when there's something happening that they can't explain, ang laging resort natin is something supernatural.
Actually, sometimes it doesn't require you to go to the supernatural because there are times na okay na eh, there's actually something very simple.
Yeah. Parang I forgot the term naman, blade or knife something na the simplest explanation or the ano the best and the true the correct explanation is always the simplest one.
Yeah,
it's almost always the simplest one. Hindi mo kailangan dagdagan ng something na i-complicate with something na ganito since although andun pa rin ako sa train of thought that I don't want to take away the fun and mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
I still love stories about folklores.
Oh, yeah.
Gusto ko yung stories ng Wendigo. Gusto ko yung folklores, local folklores natin. Actually, maganda yung mga pinanggalingan ng Manananggal, yung mga tikbalang natin, Sigbin, and Bakunawa. Gusto ko yun. Gusto ko yun.
I want to talk about the church, Tita. Because, as you know, she's one of those church people that can actually be of some service to the...
Uh-huh.
So, the time that the my kids were in the Christian school and there was, like, Halloween decoration and this, the CCO, oh Lord, oh God, religion teacher, the whole school had to cancel Halloween because she insisted... And I don't know why they let her get away with it. She insisted that Halloween was the devil's holiday.
Okay, sige, sure. Why not? Okay.
So, my kids, being my kids, are like, that's not true. Hindi, hindi totoo yan. It started like this. It was in Europe. And then in Ireland. And I know this because... And they pulled up facts. They did a fact check. They did everything. And because she's the religion teacher, you can't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
She still got her way. So the principal actually went to each classroom. Guys, I understand. Like, this is what I don't understand. The principal at the time knew it was crap. But sige na kasi, she's going to make a big deal. And I'm like, why are we adjusting? You know? So,
but siya takot sa teacher. Siya yung principal.
Exactly. So, ito na. I tell my aunt. And I'm like, you're the theology major. Does that make sense to you? She's like, of course not. There's no such thing as a devil's holiday.
I love it.
Diba? So this is why I appreciate her. You know what she did?
Mm-hmm.
I, si Church Tita, printed out and put in a folder. mga anak, give this to your teacher. It was the top reasons why the devil hates Halloween and why God likes it.
Ooh.
Oh, sanka.
I love her. So, I really want to be at dinner in your place. I know, tapos right? Andas si tita.
So,
oh, yes, tito.
So, ito naman, mga anak ko, they bring it to school, proudly present it. Hi, this is from our tita who is a major in theology. She is the summa cum laude of her whatever. Oh. This is what she says about what you're saying. Alam mo, the teacher never repeated it. Of course, Halloween was already canceled. Wala tayong magawa.
Mm.
But she never brought it up again.
Wow.
She still was against it, but she was not pushing that it's a devil's holiday.
Okay.
Because according to whatever my tita presented, it was Halloween. One is a commercial holiday. It is now commercialized. There is no more spirituality behind it, no matter how you look at it. And yun nga, it went back to the historical significance of it's the harvest and the moon and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Catholics just ruining it and Christians ruining it for everybody else. And this was the best part. I don't know how she twisted this, but she found proof of it, or at least an article, that the devil hates it because it creates a sense of community.
Oh.
So you're all there and it's the laughter and it's the fun and it's everybody working together to make everything happy and fun for the children, and it's festive and it's colorful. Oh, sangka.
Yeah.
So the devil gets pissed off because he wants people to be miserable, supposedly. So God is all for it because he's like, oh, look at all the children so happy. While the devil's like,
tiny devil, cute.
Diba? So that was like one of the best. I was like, well, you know.
No, it's what she deserves.
It's what, yes. I was like, good job. I like it. And then she brought up the history of like the actual festival and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I winner. Winner though. Oh yeah. Good stuff.
Regards to tita.
I know, right? I've actually wanted to ask her if I could just interview her with certain questions just to get her side of it, you know. I know she would never be able to be on the show because her schedule and everything, but it would be really nice to just get her thoughts and then like interject it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
What's her name?
Anita. Annie.
Annie, okay. So guys, for Tita Annie to join the show, please, every time you tweet us, use the hashtag
ask Annie.
Hashtag ask Annie.
No, I mean, I could ask her questions and record. She'll never be able to record at this time, but I could just like, okay, I need your help. She'd probably do it too.
Yeah.
She's just so game.
You know, ask Tita Annie questions about, probably, oh nga, kung may gusto kayong itanong about love.
Love
talaga. No?
Love talaga.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love Tita Annie. I want to meet
her. I know, right? I didn't always get along with her. And now she's just amazed that apparently I'm polar opposite of whatever people expect. Diba? Ayun.
Yes, Tita, she's weird. Alright, so what do you guys think? What are your Halloween stories and how can you explain it at least? Let us know. Hit us up in social media. We are Goddess Chorizo on Instagram and Twitter.
We are Goddess Longaniza on Facebook.
And if you want to share your own stories, you can send us an email, goddesslonganiza@gmail.com.
And if you want to remain anonymous, Godless Chorizo on Curious Cat.
There you have it.
So thank you. I hope everybody's having making the most out of your Halloween, you know. Watch a few horror movies. Yeah. Be a little spooky. It's all good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and or chill out at home since hindi pa naman tayo pwede lumabas. So, yeah.
Correct. Okay. Eat a lot of candy.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and see you all next week in another episode of Sunday Service. This is again your host, Tito Danon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. And this is Tita Angie.
God bless everyone.
God bless.